Our guest, Liz Amazing, is a consumer advocate helping people who have had problems with their new RVs. The RV industry has responded to her videos by flying techs in to make repairs, transporting rigs back to the factory, and even buying back defective RVs. You can follow her journey at YouTube-LizAmazing, and we're also going to post this on our Big Alaska Show website. And you can interact with her personally on her Patreon. Would you please give a warm Big Alaska Show welcome to Liz Amazing? Have you ever been to Alaska, Liz?
No, it's on my bucket list. I would love, love, love to go up there. I've heard so many good things. I've heard about Alaskan cruises or RVing up there. I'm ready.
I heard about you. We bought our RV last year, Class C, Forest River, 24-foot Entrada. We were driving up and we're in the Yukon Territory when a guy said, have you ever heard of Liz Amazing? And because I was complaining about the process, we had gone and buying a new RV. And that's when he told me about you. So I went to your YouTube, and the first thing I saw was, are all new RVs junk? And I was going to tell you, yes. And on top of that, as I recall, one of your reviews you did said, whatever you do, don't buy your RV manufactured in Indiana. I told my wife, I went back to look and see if the model we had of our Forest River was the Hoosier, because we bought ours there. So, and I want to thank you, first of all, the service you're providing as an advocate for consumers, because man, I'm sure you find a great demand for you out there, Liz.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for having me, Steve. Yes, you should see my inbox, Rita and Weep. I mean, the stories are unbelievable. And it just seems like there is no other product that you could spend $150,000, $200,000 or more and then have problems and have the manufacturer ghost you. I mean, if you bought a car and you spent $150,000, you know they'd be in your driveway falling all over themselves to make it right, giving you a loaner car, taking care of you. I'm sorry, you know, the whole bit. But this seems to be the thing with the RV industry, is it's unregulated and they have apparently have lost touch with the basic business concepts such as build a good product, take care of your customer.
A little sneak preview into my blog, I've called it, we just bought a brand new RV and I'm trying not to hate it. The subtitle is, General Sales Manager, what can we do to make this deal go away? Steve, how about if we give you thousands and thousands of dollars and you give us an RV that works? Is this something you're seeing increasingly so between manufacturers? Is it mostly on the manufacturer side?
Yes, and it is so frustrating. And also on the dealer side. So I've had a YouTube channel for 6 years, and I've been doing this for the last 2 years exclusively. Every week, I'm putting a video out. Either I'm interviewing someone with a defective RV, or I'm talking about the RV industry in general. And it seems that's what's happened. Now, I've been RVing since the 80s. What's happened is these big mass-producing RV manufacturers have decided to serve the stockholders, the shareholders, not the customer. So before COVID, like probably around 2018, I think they had some kind of bean counter pencil pusher go through everything and say, oh, we don't need to use nails. We could use staples and we could save so many pennies or so many dollars a rig. Let's use glue. And so there's been a huge cheapening and a huge shift away from serve the customer to serve the stockholder. And I think what's really driving that is they looked at their typical customer, a weekender, may only use it a few times a year, no more than 2 weeks a year. And they figure, he won't notice. And maybe the few that do, the few that use it a lot, it'll still work out. Even if we give them more money or extend the warranty, overall, we're going to be making more profit if we serve our stockholders and we cheapen everything. And really what they're doing is, yeah, they're flushing their reputation, you know.
The RV dealership we went to was one of these chains that had just opened up a branch down in the area we're in. And fortunately for us, the service manager was a woman who had experience, and she really was almost embarrassed how things were going down. And she really kept us there. And since then, she's developed a very good production team, RV mechanic. They're good and they're really thoughtful, and you can tell the difference. And boy, that was the other joke. I said, hey, before you buy an RV, find yourself a really good mechanic you can trust. Tell us a little bit about your YouTube channel. There's a lot of stuff on it. If we go there, what are some of the things you find?
You will see interviews with buyers of brand new RVs and telling their tales of woe. Like, oh my gosh, we loved it. It was great. We took it out. And then this happened, you know, and it's almost always the manufacturer's fault. Maybe they didn't enclose the roof and it got rained in. Maybe there was a problem with the slides or the floors rotting out. So you'll see a lot of stories about that. Plus, general information about the RV industry, some tips and advice on getting an inspection, doing your research, really getting on owners' forums and taking your time, because the way people purchase RVs in the US tends to be on a whim without research. Oh, let's just buy an RV. Now, I will say with my RV consumer advocacy, I'm using my platform for good. I'm using social media for good. And I have been able to get not only people, you know, to come in and do repairs for people or get compensation or get the RV back to the factory, but I've also succeeded in advocating for 10 buybacks, which is really a big deal. And what I'm trying to do is to wake up the RV industry for them to realize this is not how you take care of your customers. You just need to do better.
My background was an advertising agency, and referral is the best form of marketing there is. And it just astounds me. We're your poster child of whim. We were trying to find a pre-owned one, and we became frustrated and just jumped on it and learned along the way. One of the things we ran into too is in the buying process, once we bought the RV, then they sit us down and they have all these add-ons. Do you ever deal with anything like that in the buying process? Any suggestions on that? I have a new suggestion for you, Liz, for a product is with all the technology is having a little body cam and a little earpiece, and you become the Cyrano for us as we go through the buying process. Because
I know.
Do you ever hear people talking about that to you?
Absolutely. So the buying process is designed to make you buy on a whim. If you go to an RV show, it'll have a circus setting. There'll be lots of excitement. There'll be show day prices. Oh, don't worry. You know, you can get this special price. We'll take care of you. A brand new buyer may say, oh, well, should I get an inspection? I've been kind of hearing that even on new, I should get an inspection. Oh, don't worry. We have a 250-point inspection we do at the dealership. And what you're doing is you are giving the dealer the power. And if you have an inspection, you're in the driver's seat and you have that independent inspection and don't sign the paper until everything is done. So that's my biggest advice. You want to make sure that it's exactly right. Almost everyone I've interviewed that's been on my channel, they've accepted it, not right. They've signed the papers before things are fixed, because they'll say, let's go ahead and sign the papers while they're putting that together. No. Yeah, don't do that. And then the other thing you mentioned products after the sale. I have yet, and I ask on my channel, I have over 150,000 subscribers. I just did a video and I asked, have you been happy with your extended warranty? If you found a company that does an extended warranty that actually does what it's promised, let me know. No one has said that. I think it's a profit center for the dealer. There's also something called a lifetime warranty where you pay $500 a year. You bring it to the dealer every year for that $500. They inspect it. That's, again, a profit center for the dealer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything you've described, the symptoms, everyone you've described, we are the poster child for that experience. Mm-hmm. And it's so frustrating because we're held hostage. We don't know. Now we're learning better. But to your point, what's the one fee they do for the PDI?
Pre-inspection delivery.
It was $2,000. And when we got it back, it wasn't dewinterized. There was mm-hmm. several things. It took us a month going back and forth. And then we had to head out at 113 degrees here on, you know, we were a month behind on our way to Alaska, and it was just stressful completely. So to your point, I really like the idea of the inspection first.
You brought up a good point. What happens too is you get excited about buying this RV and you start making plans. That will work against you if you're in a hurry. You need to always be ready to walk away. Don't make those reservations. Just go somewhere local the first month. Don't make that big trip because that's going to drive you to accept less than you deserve. And like you said, you're in a rush. You want to get back. And you know, that doesn't work for you. So, and it certainly doesn't work for a lot of people on my channel either. So yes. Don't let that agenda drive you. Always, always be ready to walk away.
My wife is right there with you because when I said to her, okay, now I just heard from the tech, they've got the warranty approval. They're going to get this and that. They'll have it ready by such and such. Let's go ahead and make our plans for flying out of Portland. And she says, no, we're going to get the RV first and then we'll make our plans. You were talking about we're in a hurry. It's frustrating to buy. We're sick of looking for it. Let's just do it and get it done. And we've got deadlines to go do. And all of a sudden, we discover all the mistakes that we wish we had taken time to go over and do before we made the trip.
It's slowing things down. Slow is pro. I mean, the whole process. If you think you want an RV, take your time. Go very slow. Decide you are not going to buy. Just when the first time you go to a dealer, the first time you go to an RV show. And, you know, look at my channel. I mean, it's all about educating people. And you can see every single couple that I interview or individual RV buyer, they'll tell you where they went wrong. They got caught up in agenda or they signed the papers too soon or they didn't research. And you want to avoid those mistakes because that's pretty expensive mistakes.
How did you become Liz Amazing? What's your path of the RV and how you got into this being sort of the Robin Hood of the RV industry?
Wow. Well, I guess I can back up all the way to, you know, I've been RVing since the 80s and just weekends. And I had this dream of doing it full time. I worked as a photographer and traveling and taking pictures was, you know, my dream. And I went through a divorce in 2018 and I was like, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to trust that it'll work out. I still need to figure out a way to make an income. I had been working as a wedding photographer and then selling real estate. So I was like, I have a little cushion and I just went. And people would say, gosh, you know, here you are a solo RVer full time with a dog. You should have a YouTube channel. And I was like, I don't want to do that. You know, there's so many haters out there. And I was like, I don't want to put myself out there because, you know, when you do, there's always the haters. Haters are going to hate. And then I thought, well, you know, why don't I just do it as a lesson for myself to not let other people define me? That it just because someone says something mean to me does not make them right about me. So I just did general RV stuff, just talking about tips and tricks of RV life. I started my channel in 2019. And then 3 years ago, I started seeing all these stories on Facebook of people buying a brand new RV and the manufacturer basically telling them, talk to the hand. Sorry, you're stuck with it. Yeah, it's defective, but we're not going to help you. And it was just breaking my heart. I was like, I got to do something. I always wanted to use my platform for good. I've always wanted to use my gifts and talents to help people. That's actually been like my mantra for decades. And so now I'm actually doing it. And I'm just so grateful that I have a platform that I can use for good. And I really want to help educate people. And it's not just about the people I'm helping. It's about the people that are shopping. Don't make this big mistake. Slow it down. And you mentioned Indiana. I do want to offer some advice if you're shopping. I have been saying for at least a couple of years, avoid mass-produced RVs. I mean, they often are slapped together. They are serving the stockholder, not the customer. They've lost sight of serving the customer. You are much better served if you look at small independent RV makers. And there's lots of them out there. They're generally not based in Indiana. They're in Tennessee. They're in Canada. They're in Florida. I actually did a video about that, about ones you can trust. Just look at them, do the research, join the owners' forums, and find out from the owners what to look out for. Some of them, even them, have good years and bad years. So you want to learn as much as you can before you open your wallet.
It's so refreshing to find you. We are all the things you've described. We are that. We're at the time of our life when we'd like to spend the next as much time as we can at this time of our lives, not stressing over these kind of things. Mm-hmm. We've worked hard to get where we are. I've stepped on a lot of rakes, normally, and this is one that I just want to cherish as we're going and enjoying life. I'm not your typical RVer, by the way. I'm the kind of guy that likes to go from point A to point B. Our radio show, we go out and do stories. That's what that we like to do. Whereas Amy, her dad was a teacher, and they took their Airstream every summer. And so I've been learning the RV lifestyle, and it's been very interesting. And I'm really starting to really enjoy it now. But I'll tell you, that first part of the buying process, and I really appreciate the service you're doing. I know a lot of people out there, and you're Liz Amazing's YouTube, for a person who just sort of relatively started out not all that long ago, your subscriber base is around 160,000 people. Mm-hmm. And you've got more subscribers than we have the population of Alaska, for crying out loud. So tell us again, how do we find Liz Amazing?
Just go to YouTube and put in Liz Amazing and you will find me there. Yeah.
Liz, I know you're real busy. It's so nice to meet you. There's so much I'd love just to talk to you and learn more about.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm happy to go on your show again in the future. And I would love to see Alaska in person. So hopefully we can meet up when I get up there.
Let's give Liz Amazing a big Alaska show. Thank you and continued success.